Okay, Revelation. Revelation chapter 13. Ooh. That wasn't mine. All right, let's get through some, understand it. I'm going to read some scripture to you and some quotes from people, but our text that we want to focus on is Revelation chapter 13. Remember when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray? He said to them, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." And sure as you're sitting here, the God of this world, as he attempts to counterfeit the true God, is going to try to bring a kingdom on earth and be worshipped as the Father. He's not my Father any longer. Amen. At one time he was, and I was blind and deceived and did not know. Amen. So whether you understand this or not, or you talk to people in the world or not, without recognizing, people are being taught all the time, sort of like a classroom environment. This world, people, it's a course people are taking a course. That's what we want to look at today in Revelation chapter number 13. This message is about the new world order, but we're going to have it as a course. We're going to have it as two courses: the new world order 101 and the new world order 102. You got to take 101 before you can take 102. So let's look at this in Revelation chapter number 13 and get kind of a prophetic doctrinal understanding of where this is at. And then, jump into some things, see where we can go with it. But in Revelation 13, verse number 1. As a matter of fact, let's begin with prayer. Lord, I pray that you would give liberty to your word, the Holy Spirit using it to just help us understanding the times that we live in. Like the children of Issachar, they recognized the day and age they lived in and how to appropriately live in a way that would please you. Help us to recognize and understand the day and age we live in and to apply the scriptures in a way, this present evil world, in a way that would still be a light to those that remain in darkness, and to walk confidently and comfortably knowing that you are in control. I ask in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. The New World Order. 101, 102. Revelation 13, know anything about scriptures and numbers in the Bible? It's not being superstitious. The number 13 is often associated with a negative connotation. Of course, Mr. 13, which Revelation 13 is talking about, is the Antichrist. And the apostle who always is given as the 13th in the list of the apostles when given with Jesus, he's number 13. His name is what? Who has how many letters in his name? 13. So there's this thing here that we need to get a hold of. We're in Revelation 13. Right off the bat, it's like, whoa, okay. Okay, I don't really know much about the book of Revelation, but anybody that's in the world that knows no Bible at all, first of all, they know the book of Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
Yeah.
See? So they know how it ends without knowing how it ends. They know it ends apocalyptic. People just, they know that. We're reading Revelation chapter number 13, and we begin in verse number 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea. Okay? So the sea in the Bible can be, water, and oftentimes geographically it's a reference to the Mediterranean Sea, because a lot of what God is talking about, it has to do with that area of Israel in the Middle East, and the Mediterranean Sea abuts, or certainly the west side of it. And so, but here it's not talking about that, it's talking about the Sea of Humanity. Jump right there to chapter 17, verse 15, so we can get the context of where we're going with this. He saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, that's the whore of Babylon, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. So this is the sea of humanity. You ever see a giant picture of just people? It looks like a sea. This is the sea of humanity. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and he saw a beast. Now, this is John that is imprisoned on the Isle of Patmos for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. That's where it's headed. And so here he is, and God gives him, in this period of his life, an incredible vision of things that are going to come to pass. He gets this prophetic view of the last days with more detail than anybody else in the Bible. The Old Testament version of the book of Revelation is, anybody would take a guess? Daniel. It's the book of Daniel. That's the Old Testament. But Daniel, when he wrote the book of Daniel, before he finished it, God says, oh, don't write anymore. Seal that. It's John that picks up that pen and continues writing, because John has way more insight and depth of detail that is found throughout the book of Revelation. And the problem most people have with the book of Revelation, it really isn't understanding it first. It's believing it first. Right. Yeah. And then you'll understand, because there's some wild things that are taking place in the book of Revelation. I don't believe any of that. Well, that's why you're not understanding it. You simply believe it. And what he's giving here is a portrayal of a beast that rises up out of the sea, and he describes it having 7 heads and 10 horns. And it's upon his horns 10 crowns, and it's upon his head the names of blasphemy. Now that beast, it's one of 3 mentioned in this chapter. The other one is mentioned in verse number 4. He says, in verse number 3, I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. That's the human element of this spiritual overseeing leader in the world of humanity that rises up some sort of empire. This is the new world order you're seeing here. It's God's description of it. We're going to go on to look at some verses of it. But in order to run and rule over this kingdom, there's another beast, which is the human element. This beast is a man. See in verse number 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of what? For it is the number of what? It's a man. Okay. So you have beast one that nobody really sees, but it's this powerful force. It's the dragon. And then you have a beast that is a man who is the human agent as a king that rules over this new world order, this empire that envelops the entire planet. And then you find another beast, look at him in verse number 11, and I beheld what? Another beast. So this is what you're looking at is full-fledged beast mode. That's what we're getting ready to go into, amen? And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He exercised all the power of the first beast. So you have another element of a beast that rises up supporting this kingdom, but he's like a lamb. So you're seeing this is the spiritual element. The first one is what you would recognize. It's a counterfeit trinity. But the devil isn't a trinity. So he counts. They all agree in one, but they're not one. So you have Satan as the God the Father, and you have the Antichrist, who's like God the Son, Jesus Christ. And then you have the false prophet, who's the other beast, like the Holy Spirit. Now, these are depicted and elaborated on in details of each element of these kingdoms, where you have a political element of the New World Order in Revelation chapter 18, which is tied directly to money. And then you have a spiritual element which helps this kingdom rise up and supports it, which is depicted in Revelation 17, which is the umbrella of the ecumenical movement held up by the Roman Catholic Church. Right. There's certain things you can never compromise on. Yep. One of them is the Roman Catholic Church. Yep. That involves the New Age movement. They will be the head of the religious aspect of the New World Order. And so that's how, we're not going into those details. I want to look at the New World Order 101, 102. This is what the world is being taught and brainwashed repeatedly over and over and over again. Not even aware of it, not even knowing that that's what they're being taught. And yet it is what they're being taught. And so he says, I stood. So he sees this seven-headed beast and 10 horns, and upon his head horns, 10 crowns. Now, when you look in chapter number 12 of the previous chapter of Revelation, there appeared a wonder in heaven. See that? A great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. Do you see that? So this new world order, this beast, first of all, in chapter 13, is a satanic world order. It's the dragon. You don't have to know any Bible to know there's something cool about a dragon, even though you know he ain't cool. There's something people think about ain't cool about God, even though you know he is. Because he's the one that's called cool in the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter number 1. He walks around the cool of the day. Just everything he does is cool. Amen. Not the devil. But he reverses everything. That's what he's going to do with the new world order. And so you saw in Revelation 12, it's the dragon that they see in heaven. Now he's going to be kicked out of heaven. And he's going to establish a kingdom on earth. See in verse 4 of Revelation 12? His tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, did cast them to the earth. And the dragon. So that's that dragon with 7 heads, 10 horns. He doesn't have crowns while he's up in heaven. These 10 horns. Well, when he's kicked to the earth, he does. Because he's establishing his world kingdom. So here you go. He's got in Revelation 13 verse 1. He has 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns were what? This is the new world order. It's kicking in. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. You know, Satan takes the Lord's Prayer and he says it backwards. Says the same exact thing. Says it backwards. That's one of the rites of Satanism. Now, you see those 10 horns? Look in chapter 17. See it in verse number 13, verse 12. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have not received the kingdom as what? As yet. Verse 13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. So they haven't received kingdoms as yet. But when they're kicked out of heaven, they're going to receive crowns. In Revelation 13, what you're seeing is the preparation in this world we live in, some sort of confederacy, blocks of nations or packs. Some people believe it's the European common market. It's going to be reduced, or it's clumps and groups of them together making a confederacy of sorts of 10. And so we see these 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his heads, horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads the names of blasphemy. Now this blasphemy is identified in verse 5. There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. Power is given unto him to continue 42 months, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy. See it in verse 6? Against who? This world order that is being established. We're watching it. So if you could sit down in a group of people, it's like, okay, people are taught certain things ever since they're kids, with their denominations, or they read the Bible. If you could just sit down and say, okay, what's going on in the world we live in? People that are lost are saying, something's going on in the world that we live in that's just different. The pace is picking up, man. The erosion and the corrosion is getting more intense. Something's happening that is out of man's control. Course. The New World Order, it's a course. So we want to see. New World Order 101. But what they're blaspheming is God. Are they blaspheming Muhammad?
No.
Is anybody going around blaspheming Buddha?
No.
How about, are they blaspheming Charles Darwin? No. How about Karl Marx? You know, Communist Manifesto and all that kind of business, Engels. Is anybody blaspheming the pantheon of gods in the Hindu faith? Is anybody blaspheming? Who do people use as a name to cuss and blaspheme?
Yeah.
The God of the Bible.
Yeah.
They say God damn, don't they?
Yeah.
They say Jesus Christ, don't they? It's nobody else's name. And yet it's part of a vernacular today which is not just accepted and condoned, it's enticed, and people are encouraged. Go ahead and buy. That's the cool thing to do. Even though you know it ain't cool. It's your father, the devil, is bringing about a kingdom. The new world order. It's not God's kingdom. So you've got this, blaspheming going on. Verse number, his head's the name was of blasphemy. Now verse 2, the beast which I saw was like unto, now he gives a description of this world empire. And it's very clear that it has a confederation of 10 kings. We just saw that are crowned when the devil's kicked out of heaven. Exactly what that is, I don't know. But I know there's a confederation of 10. They're unified. Then he depicts with the idioms of animals, three allegiances of world powers that maintain their autonomy. And they unite together. They're separate from the 10. And they unite together. And they're represented with animals. You got that? And this is spoken of in the book of Hosea and the book of Daniel. These same group of animals in the last days. Then people argue and battle over who these three animals are. The beast, which I saw, was like a leopard. And his feet, so that has to do with the bulk of the body. See? It's an integrated animal as far as a world power. They're called world powers in Daniel chapter number 7. So that would be the correlation. And his feet were as the feet of a bear, so that's how it moves. And his mouth as the mouth of a lion. So a lot of people don't have a problem with being able to see the bear being of a Russian type of sense, because it happens to be the animal that represents Russia. And so that's how it moves, which I think has to do with its government political locomotion. It's communistic in its movement. Then you see it talks with the mouth of a lion. It's not hard to see that being of an English origin, because that's the idiom that represents not only England. A lot of people struggle, okay, so it's going to be the universal language that is incorporated within a multiple of languages of this one world empire would appear to be English, which happens to be the day and age we live in that you can't stop. Everybody has to learn English if you want to unite as a world. We don't have to learn Japanese or Chinese, praise God. But they have to learn English if they want to trade with America. That gets into that whole financial element of it. The leopard is an integrated, no single country has that animal as it like a mascot representation, idiomatically speaking. I believe, personally, that's the United States of America, the melting pot of the world, black, white, and yellow. There is no other country that's black, white, and yellow. You go to any country, you go to Germany, and you're going to see Germany. You watch the World Cup right now, and you're going to see, we were watching Peru play last night. They all look like Peruvians, or whatever you call them. I'm not making fun of them, I just don't know what you call them. You look at people from Mexico, they look Mexican. You look at people from Canada, they have a Canadian look. Haitians have a Haitian look. America looks like everything and anything, because it isn't one ethnic group of people. It's a melting pot. Mm-hmm. That's part of the reason I believe this is representing the United States of America. Not only that, but because we've had world empires in the past, or attempts to bring in world empires in the past, as the result of wars. The war that would be the great war and no other war would follow was World War what?
One.
Who were the allies? They maintained their autonomy, but what three powers? England, Russia, and America. It's over. No more wars. Until a few years later. 20-some-odd million people died. A few years later, World War II. Well, before World War II, we got to prevent that. We got to have the League of Nations. Well, no more wars. World War II. Who were the allies that stopped World War II? Something with the... What's that?
The same
allies. Mm-hmm. Russia, England, and America. And the result of that, no more war. No more wars. Mm-hmm. After, 60-some-odd million people die. Amen? Now we're going to have the United Nations. Guess what's going to, but one took a couple months for them to make the League of Nations. This one takes a month. We got to go quicker. This time, let's declare peace before World War III. Hey, now let's pick this up again. To prevent the catastrophe of millions, of course, since the United Nations in World War II, we've had hundreds of world-scale wars scattered around the world. Hundreds of millions of people are killed. See, the New World Order, New World Order 101, it's a course. And this is the course. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. It's this. It's that you have to fail. It has to fail before it can pass. It's an incredible course. It's going to fail. Doomsday. I think that's what they call it. It has to fail. It's going to fail before it comes to pass. That's amazing. How do I pass? New World Order 101. Understand that it has to fail before it can pass. In other words, don't put any effort into bringing about the New World Order because it's destined to fail. Brother, that's the course that God wants us to see and know. The world's going to see it. It always fails. And then it comes to pass. It's the nature of the teacher of this world. You know, most of what's being put out in the media and stuff, it's all propaganda, brother. It's telling you what they want you to believe, even though you know something right about it, until finally you believe it. Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter 2, look at it in verse 1 and 2. New World Order 101. It's a course that must fail before you can pass. Now, once you get this, you understand that's what you have to experience also if you're going to get saved. You have to fail. In order for it to come to pass that you get saved, you got to discover you can't do it. Ephesians chapter 2, Paul says in verse 1, "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the what?
Course.
Of what world?
This world.
This world. It's a course. People are being taught this without knowing it. All the people are being taught that they came from animals. They're being taught the Bible is ridiculous and stupid, and that you came from monkeys and gorillas and, you know, animals all the way down the line to little dust particles that were sparked by some lightning bolt from a big bang somewhere at some point in time, billions and billions and billions and billions of years ago. Amen? That's rational. Even there's no scientific evidence of it. Amen? But you're stupid. Because you believe that you came from people. And all evidence points to your parents were people. And their parents were people and their parents were... Any evidence we have, that's what it is. Does anybody here have a brother or sister that's a gorilla? I mean, see, gorillas aren't the same as people. I realize we just had that whole gorilla thing. I'm not making fun of that gorilla that got killed. What a terrible thing. But that's not more valuable than that little child. See, that's absurd. I'm not absurd. I'm not ridiculous. New World Order 101. It's a course. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature. See that? The children of wrath, even as others. See, this is the New World Order 101. It's a course. This world is on a course. It's on a crash course. It's on a losing course. Loser! Put it right on top of your forehead if you let the devil mark you with his mark. Because you'll lose your soul. In the book of Psalms, it says, they know not whether, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. It's a course. New World Order 101. Guess what, brother?
God's gonna win, and the devil's gonna lose.
Amen.
Amen. And if you follow the course of this world, you're on the losing side. You see, it's a course that you must fail before it can come to pass. You want a passing grade? It's gonna fail. The thing is, believe that, accept that, know that, and recognize that, and trust that, so that you can fail before it comes to pass. Amen? You can pass this course without sinking at the end of this course, because that's what's going to happen to this world. Amen? God says in Jeremiah, let me read you a verse. In Jeremiah chapter number 23, I read this, and I just love the way the Word of God speaks. But he says, I'm like a drunken man, like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. That's God speaking to Jeremiah, and he's just taken back by it. For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane, yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Jeremiah is taken back because people that are supposed to know God are being caught up in this course. He said, their course is evil, and their force is not right, and they're being pulled into this. And Christians are being sucked into thinking that we can make this world a better place.
Mm. No.
And you can't.
No.
This world's going to hell. It's going to hell. Amen. It's the New World Order 101. It's going to fail. This is the course that you need. This is what the devil's trying to get. See, the New World Order isn't new. The devil's called the old serpent. The old serpent appeals to the old man. And it's not the world, the new world. It's this world. The God of this world. See all the kingdoms Satan was showing Jesus Christ of this world? See, he knows in order to rule over that kingdom, he needs a king, and he was offering it to Jesus Christ. Did he take it? No. This world is not my home. It's doomsday. It's destined to fail. The New World Order, it's not in order. When you look at that spiritual mouthpiece of the beast, he's said to be like a lamb with a small L. You got to get the significance of this. 13 times the Antichrist is called the beast. He's Mr. 13. 33 times in the book of Revelation, the Lamb is spelled with a capital L, talking about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You only find it one other time in the book of Revelation with a small L. Small L. A small L. There it is. That's a reference to the beast. That's a reference to the New World Order. You see, he'll never be Lord of Lords.
No.
He's small now. Small now. That's what it is. Flamingo. It's not new, it's not the, and it's not order. God's not the author of confusion. And yet Christians are getting pulled into this. We can bring in God's kingdom. We can be part of the Elijah generation. That's the tribulation book. Mm-hmm. When Elijah, we talk about Elijah. That had nothing to do with the church. New World Order 101. It's going to fail. That's the course of this world. Don't you forget it. It's a course this world is on. He says, where is it in Ecclesiastes? I'm going to read you a verse. See, the course of this world, independent of God, drunk on self. I will, says the devil. You can try, says the devil. Says man to man. The devil and man together. We can. The devil and man together. But together with two T's. But we can do. We can do it. Together. No, you can't. Somebody wipe your backside, amen? Because God's going to kick their butts.
Yeah.
We're talking about serious business, brethren. Yeah. Our God is a man of war.
Yeah.
Don't think for a minute he takes this lightly, because he doesn't.
That's right.
This world is going to hell. Satan has declared war against God. The New World Order is his attempt to unify the world. It always fails. Do you realize there's nothing new about it? You read about Babylon in the Old Testament? We'll make a tower up to heaven, right? What happens? It fails. It's going to fail. Doomsday. But it has to fail before it can come to pass. That's the order. New World Order 101. That's what it is. The world's going like this. Pull the plug on your tub and look at it. Hit the dial on your toilet and look at it. That's what's going to happen. You don't think that's going to happen? You don't see it happening? You don't see a reversal of good and evil? So that the world thinks it's sane and progressing is devolving into insanity? People don't even know what their genders are anymore. Fella said, I got 3 kids, 1 of each kind. It was a comedian. But you laugh about it because people have no... And I know that there's something insane about that. And I'm not going to buy into it, brother. I'm not going to buy into the Constitution or the biblical, the Ten Commandments being defined by the U.S. Supreme Court or by anybody else that doesn't believe this book. This is an authority above that book. The world's losing its mind. Amen? But yet they know it at the same time. It was Ecclesiastes, says, I'm going to read this verse. This is the course of this world. The course of this world, it's going down. And so Christians are getting caught up into this as though what is going on in this world is really all that matters.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really don't. I mean, I do care who wins the election, but that's not going to be the solution to our problems.
Amen.
Trump isn't the solution to our problems. A trumpet is the solution to our problems. Amen. He says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God... People have it in their heart to discover, to know. Paul's on Mars Hill and he says, the God whom ye ignorantly worship, they know. Come on, brethren. People know they're not the same as dogs and cats and mice and squirrels and... snakes, they know that. We use that to describe people, but everybody knows that's not what we are. Amen? People internally know it's right to do right. Why? God's given every man a measure of faith. The ability to believe, the right to choose, and the privilege to know. It's your choice that determines it. Brother, don't choose the New World Order. 101, piece of cake. It's going to fail. It's going to fail. Did it fail under Babylon? Yes. Well, they tried again. Here comes Egypt. We're going to be a world empire. Did it fail? It failed. It must fail in order to come to pass. You pass when you realize it fails. Pass before it fails. Let your F be faith. Amen? You get it, brother. How about, well let's try it again. Let's have... the Assyrian Empire rise up. Did they fail? It failed, brother. It must fail in order to come to pass. You want to pass? You've got to realize it's going to fail. New World Order 101, it's going to fail. I don't care if Daddy Bush talks about it or Son Bush talks about it or the other Bush. I'm Bush with the Bushes. I kid you not, because the answer to our problem, it's not Republican or Democrat, brother. They believe in a New World Order. They absolutely do. Look at the literature, floods the internet. Obama talks about it, Kissinger talks about it, Gordon talks about it in England, the Pope talks about it, everybody talks about it, Clinton talks about it. Why? They're trying to force and shove this down our throats. In order for us to exist as a world, we need a new world order. Never works. It's going to fail. This is a course. Of course, the world is teaching this course. The devil's teaching it in a way where he's programming your brain. Well, I guess that's okay. I guess it's not wrong for a guy to kiss a guy and have sex with another guy. I guess it's not wrong. Even though something ain't right about that, man. You understand? Something ain't right about it. Transgender getting operated, becoming a man, becoming a woman, or a woman, a man, they get operated all over again to switch it back again?
There's something not right about it. You know it.
See, it's again, that's the nature of man working with the nature of the devil in trying to create a perfect Eden environment, utopia. And it always fails. It always ends in slavery. It always fails. Always. The Medes and Persians rise up. We're a world empire. We could do it. What happens? Cyrus, Darius, they fail. Well, the Greeks rise up. Amen? The Greeks rise up. You know, Alexander the Great. What happens? They rise up. It fails. Always does. New World Order. 101. It's going to fail. It's a course. This is an easy course to pass. All you got to know is it's going to fail. You fail, you pass. You fail by faith. You don't have to fail. What follows Greece? Rome. Nobody can conquer Rome, the Iron Kingdom. Rome rises up. What happens to Rome? Fails. Every one of those empires I just said are spoken of in the Bible. And there's one more to come. The New World Order. The Bible doesn't call it the New World Order. It calls it the Kingdom of the Beast. Beast mode. It's not new. It's not the. It's this world. And it's not in order. It's confused. And people intuitively, they know something's not right. But they don't like the alternative. Because the alternative is the Bible's right. Mm-hmm. You see, people want to do good. But everybody falls short. People want to, they aspire to, we talked about it earlier, the fruit of the Spirit. Everybody wants to have love and joy and peace. But we fall short. It's always cursed. Let me show you something. Look in Colossians. The curse. I mean, the Big Ten. What's wrong with the Big Ten? Everybody admires it, but without God, you can't keep it. So you know what you do in the New World Order? You get rid of it. What's wrong with thou shalt not murder in the public schools? Kids in public schools are murdering. And everybody's like, what's going on? I can't believe what's going on. Why'd you take off thou shalt not murder? Mm-hmm. It's insane. It's going insane. Colossians chapter 2. See, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Right.
No atheist argues if there's no God with a small g. No atheist argues the reality of the God of trees, or the God of nature, or the God of the wind, or the God of the water, or the belly God of Buddha, or all the other different gods. They worship God, rat gods in China. Amen? Nobody, those are, they argue the existence of the God of the Bible. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God with a capital G. This is a fight, brother. You think it's between you? No, it isn't. It's between the devil and God. He's the God of this world. He's the God of the world forevermore. The God that made the worlds. That's our God. So in Colossians chapter number 2, I look at this and it talks about Jesus Christ. He conquered him. This is New World Order 101. Piece of cake. It's going to fail. He says in Colossians 2, verse number 13, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. That's what Christ did at the cross.
Amen.
Blotting out. Now look what he does. He doesn't say the printing. He says the handwriting. Now, we homeschooled, so I happen to know this. Handwriting is cursive. The law is written in cursive. The law puts a curse on you. It doesn't put a print on you. The devil puts a print on you. God puts a curse on you through the law. The handwriting of the ordinances that was against us. So when God wrote the Ten Commandments, he wrote it with his finger. The devil hates that. You know what he does? He curses God with a finger. And the Bible says, the war against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Wow. The cross is God's finger cursing Satan, and Satan turns that around in a vulgar way to curse God. Isn't that something? That's something, man. I look at that and say, my God is God. He truly is God. The world knows there's something wrong. There's something wrong with this world, and it's destined to fail. Why do people recognize the word
Armageddon. You talk to somebody that believes no Bible, say the word Armageddon. That's Bible. How do they know that? It's a household word. You say the word apocalypse, there is a resistant awareness, an intrigue that's kind of frightened of it. Say the word Antichrist. That's Bible. People know about Antichrist. They rebelliously worship with anger and hopelessness and bleeding hearts, with the desire of the possibility that a man can rise up and solve our problems. That's the New World Order. The Bible says he's Antichrist. He's the beast. He's the beast. Let me show you this. Why in front of the United Nations there's a wall with this written on it in the Old King James Bible? Mm-hmm. I'll read it. You don't have to turn there, but you can if you want. It's Isaiah chapter 2. Why do they have this there? Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. Incredible. He shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. And this is what's on that wall right by the United Nations in New York City. Mm-hmm. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. The New World Order is claiming that. It ain't never going to happen. United Nations can't bring about peace. They have a window in the United Nations, this big, huge, colossal window with all the pictures. You've ever been, I've raised Catholic, those colorful picture windows, and they have it. And it has this incredible, beautiful picture of the Garden of Eden mm-hmm. in the United Nations. Amen? It's like, why does the entertainment world find pleasure in filthifying Christianity? Mm-hmm. Not just rated R, rated PG in Walt Disney movies. Amen, Brother John. What is it that cartoons get want to live happily ever after, and they sprinkle their cartoon messages with subliminal perversion? Mm-hmm. Amen, Brother John. What is it about this animosity towards Christianity, this mockery of Christianity, this intellectual assault against Christianity? What is it? They know. You look at the seal of your $1, early 1900s? They knew about this. This isn't old news. You've got that triangle with that triangle with the one eye in it. You look at all the pictures on the music albums and the art they have, or some of these movie stars or musical entertainers. Take a look at them. Watch how many of them cover their eye.
Yeah.
With a hat. With their hair,
yeah.
With their with their hand, mm-hmm. with their pose. Watch how many of them are doing that. Why? Why they did this? They all get together and say, hey, let's just start taking pictures where our right eye is going. Amen? Let's start making symbols of triangles. Mm-hmm. Let's start doing that. Let's start making the hand sign for Satan. Let's take pictures. Hey, politicians, presidents. I'm not talking about I love you in death. I'm talking about either thumbs up or thumbs folded. I'm not talking like that. And if they do this and then they do that, that's I love you, Satan. Because that's the hand signal for Satan. Stop and take a look at it. Ask God to begin to make you aware. It's all over the place. And young people are being taught this without knowing. It's New World Order 101. This is the devil's world. You look at this and you've got a pyramid with 13 rows. You know who's the capstone? Well, in the Bible, Jesus Christ is the capstone. You know who's in the capstone of this? The one eye. The one eye. It's Satan. It's the Antichrist. It's the beast. Ah, Brother John. And underneath it, you have the words written in Latin, Norvus Ordo Seclorum. Does anybody know what that means? The New World Order. The New World Order. This is no new news. Amen? It's old news. Because it's not the New World Order. It's the old world of confusion, giving one more chance, one more opportunity for Satan to step in the ring with God Almighty for the heavyweight bout of all bouts. Let me tell you right now, it's doomsday. It's going to fail. You've got all the people that speak about it and preach about it and everything that's going on in the world, the scripted propaganda with the intention of eliciting responses, reshaping minds until the desired response is something that people begin to parrot. It's delusional. That's what's going on in the world all around us. Amen. That's New World Order 101. Let me show you New World Order 102, because you got to pass 101 before you pass 102. Say, well, how do you pass 101? No, that's going to fail. 102, look in Revelation 10. Look in Revelation 101. Revelation 10:1. And then look in Revelation 102. Revelation 10:2. 101, 102. See, it's a course. You know what Paul said? He said, I finished my course. I fought a good fight. What was his fight? His fight was faith. His fight wasn't fighting the New World Order. That was really the old world order. His fight was a fight of faith, knowing that the real, the true, the lasting, the eternal New World Order is God's. That's new. Jesus is going to make everything new. And he's going to be the God of the world, that he rules over the world without end, forever and ever and ever. When he does it, it's going to be in order. You know, blue's going to be blue, green's going to be green, men are going to be men, women are going to be women. Monkeys are going to be monkeys. In Revelation chapter 10, verse 1, Paul said, I fought a good course. Revelation, I finished my course. Revelation, see, 101? Revelation 101. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and his rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. That's Jesus Christ, the Lord. And what follows? New World Order, 102. Here's 102 right here. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and he claims what belongs to him.
That's right.
You say, what's that? The world that he created. Redeemed because of what he accomplished at the cross. The Bible says, let his word have free course. You see, it's a course. It's a course when you understand the liberty God gives you to live in this present evil world by faith, simply trusting what his word says. The world's going to hell, brother. We're watching it. I don't care. The world around you, they recognize something ain't right. I don't want Christianity, but something ain't right. Say, what ain't right? You don't want Christianity. Something ain't right, but I don't want Jesus. But don't talk to me about, I'm trying to help somebody. Don't talk to me about Jesus. Yeah. But something ain't right. Yeah. That's what ain't right. The Bible. I don't need to hear the Bible. I want a solution to my problems. The Bible. Mm-hmm. I don't want the Bible. But something ain't right. That's the solution. Let the Word of God have free course. Mm-hmm. New World Order, 102, had a little book in his hand. He's fulfilling the Word of God. Let me turn you to the last chapter, the book of Revelation, chapter 19. You see, New World Order 101, doomsday. New World Order 102, zoomsday. Zoom, zoom, zoom. You think Noah was expecting the flood to just happen? People were making fun of, laughing at Moses, at Noah rather, you know, rain. Never rained. Then all of a sudden, the glory train, brother, just pouring out rain. It's coming. Jesus Christ is going to reign over this earth. Amen. Amen. I said to turn somewhere. Where?
Revelation 19.
I imagine if Bill Maher or Saturday Night Live was alive during Noah, they'd be mocking and making fun of him. Mm-hmm. It's faith. No different with you. It's faith. Jesus Christ is coming back. I don't care what you say. Deep inside, you know it. Something wrong with this world.
Yeah.
And the pace, brother, the pace is picking up. I'm not an old man. I'm just an old man. But when my kids were little, there weren't cell phones. Those were all new. Look what's going on. Look how fast this is happening. Their children will never know what a world is like without a cell phone or computers. You know? It's just, I got a picking computer. Amen? They don't know. They have no idea of that. In Revelation chapter number 19, the Bible says, while it is called today. See, what do you do? New World Order 102. Just trust this book. Jesus is coming back, and it's going to happen just like that. Zoomsday. New World Order 101, doomsday. It's going to fail before it comes to pass. New World Order 102, when you finish, that's when you're crowned. Not until then.
Amen.
He's coming back. Paul said, not to me only, but to all those that are looking forward to his return. Doomsday, surely I come quickly. That's what's going to happen. Revelation chapter number 19. That's Adolf Hitler was trying to set up. New World Order. Karl Marx was trying to set up. New World Order. They get out ahead. You know what they're trying to do? Know what Obama's trying to do? New World Order. That's they're afraid. Hey, we're threatening the New World Order we've been working with for towards the last 100 years. I ain't been working for it, brother. This world is simply not my home. You know that the DNC officially kicked God out of the platform? I don't know if you remember that. 2012. They kicked him out of the platform. His name is not mentioned anywhere in that Democratic platform. And then he took a vote on it. And they overruled what the people said. He said, okay, that's it. No God in our platform. What? It became official. It's God versus, it's not black versus white or gays and lesbians versus straight. It's God versus the devil. Amen. He'll take anybody and everybody in that repents of their sin and trust him as their savior. In Revelation chapter number 19, look at this as we come to an end. I think it was Forrest Gump. They asked Forrest Gump. You know, he's being interviewed by God, I think it was. And it was kind of being funny, but they said, he said, you know what to, whether or not he can get into heaven. I got Peter with the gates on my brain. But he said, because the last Bible study, they asked Forrest Gump, what two days begin with T? That'll let you in. Wow. You think you get that right? You know what he said? He said, today and tomorrow. Man, I wasn't thinking of that. Today or tomorrow? He asked him one more question. He said, how many seconds are in a year? I'll give you that one because that's a good answer. How many seconds are in a year? He said, I know that. He said, what? He said, 12. He said, how'd you get 12 seconds in a year? He said, well, the way I figure, there's January 2nd, February 2nd. See, the New World Order, you ain't getting in second place. The devil has, that's for his symbol for Satan. See, I love Satan. That's what it is. Amen. Revelation chapter, see, Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the first and the last. Yeah. In Revelation chapter number 19, well, look, let's close with this, amen, as we're coming to an end here. We have today and tomorrow. New World Order 102, you're in first place if Jesus Christ is your Savior. In Revelation chapter number 19, we're going to read this and close with this because it really is just a course. Revelation 19, he says, verse number 13. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. See that? And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that he with it should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, capital L. And when you read verse number 17, I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of him, come and gather yourselves together. Now, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to read some verses to you. You don't have to turn there. Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. When the devil, what's working night and day, what they're working to is they're gathering everybody together. He says, they're the spirits of devils and of the whole world to gather them to the battle. They're gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. He's gathering everybody together, and God turns around and says, no, you ain't. He says, I'm gathering in the book of Habakkuk. The devil thinks he's gathering. God says, he's fulfilling his will. The new world order is fulfilling God's will. Because what's he going to do? There's going to be a stone cut out of a mountain that's going to come right down, and it's going to hit the feet of this last world empire that's nothing but an amalgamation of all the preceding empires. Man at his absolute best state is altogether vanity. As he
worship Satan, the image to the beast, which is just vanity, the redefinition of life, the cashless society, the false concept of utopia where everybody's miserable with a smile on their face as the world goes to hell. Jesus Christ is coming right back to gather us, the Bible says, to bring us home to heaven. Mm-hmm. What do? Today and tomorrow, simply trust God, brother.
Yeah.
Be a light in this corrupt, present, evil world, knowing New World Order 101, it's going to fail. New World Order number 2, when you finish, you get a crown. Mm-hmm. Give your life to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, I pray you bless this lesson and use it to glorify your Son. Help us to be emboldened, recognizing faith in Christ alone puts us on the winning side. He's the Alpha and the Omega. We're in between, Lord. Help us realize this short life we have is really, truly an opportunity, not only to walk with you, but to be a light to others. With peace and confidence, I trust and look forward to your soon imminent return. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brethren.